Nakumaisha, you're tuned in to Spiritual Health with Mikeli Energy. Peace in, love out.
Wild change of life. Peace in. Peace in, La Familia. You done know. I don't know what time it is. Another motherland, Mr. Mikel, the energy healer, here, present, on rhythm, in breath, for another conversation on spiritual health. I want to say, Nakumaisha King, na Nakumaisha watu wa roho, big up everybody inside right now. I'm here to give you life, and I thank you for giving me yours. We are all here present on rhythm, in breath, for this connection, family. As the sun rises all around us, family, and we send this transmission out from London to the motherland, from the motherland to the United States of America, from America to the Caribbean, and back to London again, family. I'm so honored as usual, family. I'm so honored, family, as usual, to be here and just commune with you, family. This, in all honesty, is that it's just a communion, you know? It's a holy space, a sacred space where we get to have candid conversations, you know? Candid conversations about who we are becoming, what we are dedicated to becoming, and what it's like being on that journey of becoming. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, from the depths and the core of my heart, oh, that feels nice. Woo! From the depths and the core of my heart, family. Asante sana. Nakumaisha. Yes, family. This life is led by the oath. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. That is the statement that guides everything we do in Waroho House, in this community that we are building. We are fashioning. What grounds us is the culture of Ma'at, the study of the 11 laws of Ma'at, and the knowledge and understanding that we are heaven. Therefore, heaven is our right, and heaven is our responsibility. Big up everyone from the Rising Sensations. That is powerful. We're gonna get into that as well, man. But yes, family, I wanted to share with you. I've been up. I wanted to share with you a law today. Another law. Another one, a great law that's going to be powerful on your journey of becoming heaven. So last week, you know, Jesus, Mikael, what you talking about? Yesterday, felt like last week, or since the beginning of this week, we've been talking about peace. You were made in the image and likeness of peace, that nothing can disturb. Reclaim your peace that you may attain your reason for coming into existence, enjoyment of life. Yeah? Now, that's the law of amen, the highest peace. We're going to move on to... Me, I want a different rhythm. I want a different vibration. Let me get this one. To the first law of God, which I want you lot to meditate on. Yeah, I want you lot to meditate on this first law. The law is called Asa, sausage and ham sandwich, Asa, you're in the streets last night. Asa. Dean salad. Asari, me never catch you. You know what I'm saying? A song, me want to sing Fiona. Yeah. So Asar says, your nature is an unconquerable peace. Therefore, nothing or no one in the world can be against you. I haven't even finished reading it, but that one right there, I need you lot to meditate on this. And we're going to go into it more. Your nature, Grand Rising Sis, your nature is an unconquerable peace. Unconquerable peace. Which is the Most High Creator. Therefore, nothing... No thing or no one in the world, not on your ends, in your house, on Instagram, on the planet. Yeah? No, nothing or no one in the world can be against you. All experiences, come to you to promote your reclamation of peace, that you may in turn acquire wisdom and power. Woo! So family, for those of you who have the book or the ebook, 11 Laws, you can find that, you can find a breakdown or a summary of all the laws on page 135. Yeah. Your nature is an unconquerable peace, therefore nothing or no one in the world can be against you. All experiences come to promote your reclamation of peace, that you may in turn acquire wisdom and power. Yes? So essentially, family, if you are made in the likeness of peace, if you are made in the image and likeness of God, and God, by all documentation, is the Alpha, the Omega, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the all-powerful. If you are made in the image and likeness of such, which is peace, right, then nothing can really be against you. Let's think about that. Everything and everyone comes from the same source. Yes? That same unconquerable, all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty peace. Everything comes from that. Right? So you, as we said, you are but a unique expression of the same essence. You and I, yes, different in appearance, different in expression, are unique expressions of the same source. Does that make sense? We're unique expressions of the same source, but on an elemental level. And all my scientists, you lot can break this down as well. On an elemental level, we are all the same. Therefore, us being all the same, coming into these unique expressions, nothing or no one can be against me, because we all are made of the same thing. Does that make sense? Nothing can be against you. Meaning, all experiences that come to you are there to help you on your very short journey. Your very short journey, your enjoyment in this realm we call Earth, your short journey needs to be triggered, right, by experiences and challenges that are going to help reveal to you greater aspects of your journey. Again, many of us have been able to cite where we are, where we've gone through certain scenarios or certain situations that at the time of experience leave us in disarray, dismay, dismantled, disgruntled, disrespected, dis-everything. This. But then in hindsight, once you've reached the other side of that experience, you have grown in wisdom, you know? It's like the first time a girl broke my heart, mama. She broke me heart, love. She broke me heart. You know what I'm saying? First time, you know, when I was a teenager and I went through all of the madness I went through in my early teens with, I say women, not women, one girl. That was my lesson for wisdom. That was the opportunity where I got to experience wisdom after that. And because of that experience, every girl that I was with, hence afterwards, was a much greater, more balanced and peaceful experience. So that challenge, though it put me through a lot of adversity and a lot of pain and it questioned my character and all of these different things, that was the challenge and the circumstances I needed to acquire the wisdom I would then have towards relating with women thereafter, and the power I had over my own emotions thereafter. Does that make sense? So, even in that situation, that girl was not against me. She was living her own life. And by living her own life, she naturally presented challenges to me as someone who was relating with her. and I the same with her. And this goes not just in your romantic relationships, goes on every level of relating with life. Every situation, every experience comes to help you grow in your ability to observe peace. Observing peace is akin and likened to worshipping God. Observing peace and being able to go back to peace is akin to submitting your will to God. It's akin. It's just different language. I'm literally breaking it down. Whereas the Bible may say, submit your will to God, put God first. We now know in practicality, yes, based on the wisdom of the scientific wisdom of our ancestors, they've given us the mathematics to God. Thank you, African people. Yes? They've given us the wisdom. And we know God is peace. God, the highest consciousness, is peace. Kwanzaa. Peace. So going back to peace, in your challenge, in your adversity, finding peace in these scenarios is putting yourself in a position to acquire wisdom as you are being challenged, to grow in energetic power as you are being challenged. So think about it like this. If you know that that's the case, if you know that every circumstance, every experience, every challenge comes to do that for you, then you will never look at someone as being against you. This does not mean you don't protect yourself from the ill intentions of people, right? But it means that you don't get offended by people's adverse actions towards you or themselves, in truth. Does that make sense? You understanding, I understand that we are all one. But when I take people to Africa, I'm only taking quote unquote black people or African descendants. That does not mean I do not recognize that I am one with everyone on the planet. Does that make sense? That doesn't mean just because I recognize I'm one with everyone on the planet and every living creature on the planet, that doesn't mean I'm going to bring my enemy into my house or bring a convicted pedophile around my child. Just because I know that I am one with even the worst of the worst people you can imagine. I am one with them. But that doesn't mean I must be affectionate. And this is where we get love twisted. We think love is about affection. You see what I'm saying? So yes, it is one love and it is unity. And sometimes unity means being far apart. Yes, that person that you know you shouldn't be around anymore, for example, whether it's your ex or someone who you know you disagree with or you're at odds with, and you both have mutually decided to separate and keep a distance, that is you keeping the peace. That is you with wisdom keeping unity. Unity doesn't mean you have to sit on my lap and hold my hand and, you know, eat from the same spoon and we do the spaghetti kiss from Lady and the Tramp. You know what I say? That's not unity. Or should I say, that's not the entirety of unity. You see? So we have to grow in our wisdom when we understand that the first law of God is unity. The first principle of God is unity. So unity is paramount, but it's not always about having, being in company or concert with people. Sometimes it's about separation. You can see this in nature. Lions and tigers do not Oscar, what we saying? We saying, Mikhail. What are you saying? What are you saying? Lions and tigers do not occupy the same space in nature. Tiger's the king of his jungle in India. Lion's the king of his jungle in Africa. You see what I'm saying? Certain animals can't be around each other. You see what I'm saying? It's a natural respect. Now, obviously, we operate higher than animals, but what I'm saying, family, is this. You have to know yourself and know what's for you and what's not for you. But this does not mean you have to make people. You are always going to be your worst enemy, because you not having peace with somebody is based on your inability to go back to peace, irrespective of the challenge that they present to you. You see what I'm saying? Hold on. Yeah. So no, your nature is an unconquerable peace. Therefore, nothing or no one in the world can be against you. Nothing or no one in the world could be against you. All experiences come to you to promote your reclamation of peace, that you may in turn acquire wisdom and power. So just like me at 15 years old, going through that relationship that inspired my relationship with women henceforth, just like I acquired wisdom and power from that, you know, I acquired wisdom and power from the challenge of living in the motherland. It's the same way, family. You are going to continue to be given tests for as long as you live. You're going to have tests and challenges that, again, are all about leveling you up. You ain't got to worry about leveling up. God is always doing that for you. God is always presenting you with the opportunity to level up. It's autonomous. It's a part of your natural process. Does that make sense? So, family, all we got to do is go to peace and allow wisdom and power to flourish in alignment with God's will for us. Make sense? I hope it does. I wanted to share that, get that out, family. Time is 7:27 in the Asabuhis. We're gonna break it down like this. Family, I pray you are well. I pray you've risen in power and rested in peace. Hey! I did not get enough sleep. Hey, I need to go to bed. Just have a little nap. Let's get it in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do questions, family. It's going to be the question time. Jump in the question box and let's do questions. Let's get elaborate. We've got a full half an hour left. We're not running over today. So let's go in straight away with your questions, family. We're dealing with the 11 laws of Ma'at, dealing with spiritual health, dealing with heaven in the now. Let's go with the questions, man. Last night, if you guys were on Clubhouse, we spoke a lot, man. We spoke about pleasure and peace, masculine and feminine, sex and relationships. Fashionis! We spoke a lot. I noticed people, we all really want to engage more on this sexual topic. We want to. And because I noticed the response I get when I talk about sex and relationships, male and female, that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? That we have. But we'll definitely do a lot more conversations about it. I think it's time to get candid. I think it's time to get honest. and true, and we don't have to hide behind charades. You know, I feel like a lot more people are going through the same thing than not, but more people act like they don't, just because the other voices are louder. Yeah? You know, so, yeah, man. It's like most people disagree with COVID. But the ones who disagree are quiet about it. You get what I'm saying? Asubuhi means morning. Yes, it means morning. That's not how you write it. Let me spell Asubuhi for you. Where's all my Swahili speakers on the live? You got me. Thank you, Nadia. I'm gonna be adding all these. There's Kenyans on this live. Didn't want to come through and help the sister out with the correct spelling. Guy. Where? Yes, Asubuhi. Let's do questions, family. What is it that you want, Mary?
You want the moon?
You want the moon?
The word, and I'll pull an asshole around it.
I'll pull it down.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, all right?
I'll take it. Then what?
Let's do questions, family. Let's get into questions right now. We've got a nice, sexy half an hour left. Let's go in with the questions. Any question. Let's make it fun and interesting, you know. Because, you know, let's get, you know, trying to get the spine erected. You get what I'm saying? So let's ask questions that are fun, intriguing, engaging, and, you know, hopefully enlightening as well. Oh man, I need to. To the questions, family. Let's get it in. You want me to drop some bars to you? I want to see elephants fly. Take and dive. Jump in the questions. Stop looking at my face. Hey. on your greatness. Focus on your greatness. Focus on your greatness. If you tell the haters, hey, stay high, stay high. Call me back when you see my fate, say.
Focus
on your greatness, focus on your greatness. If you say the haters, hey, stay high, never, never lie. I wanna see elephants fly, a pelican dive into a pool of fire, and pigs with sirens. It's all in my iris, so I close my eyes, picturing islands, tropical climates, I'm sitting in silence, back to life, it's the English timing, we're changing assignments, living a life. Don't look in the sky, why? Cause heaven decides, just look at my life. Minus, still will look like your highness, love you, smileless. A matter of time before my pockets align, I'm popular grind me. Through my room and through the popular guys, so keep your head in the high. Shedding the heavenly skies, you're buried alive, I'm ready to die. That's why I live, cause I've already survived. You're looking conniving, your work is surviving. Why the hell are you driving? Living on gas, moving on gas, I guess your head is too gas. Ahead of the mass, you're headed to death. Looking to flash, ahead of the steps, I'm breaking the lash. Breaking my back, kissing my dreams for physically match. Give me the cash, give me the step. I got the skills, I got the pass. I'm for real, I'm gonna smash. Focus on your greatness, focus on your greatness. If you feel the haters, hey, stay high, never, never lie. Stay high, never. Yo, just that pixie dust, take my spirit and lifting up. Kill up all the sick in us. I've been winning these fisticuffs, I've been having with mirrors. Killers can never sit with us, winners can stay for dinner, cause winnings is what we're sipping on. Sick of all the sit ups. Yo. My lyrics are tongue twisting sometimes. Utu, did you like that one? Did you like that one? You want to jump it again? You're smiling hard at me. Can you try again, yeah? One more time and then we'll do questions, yeah? Just like pixie dust, take my spirit and lifting up, pimping up all the sick in us. I've been winning these fisticuffs, I've been having with mirrors. Critters could never sit with us, killers can stay for dinner, cause winnings is what we're sipping on. Sick of all these cities with halting movements like hiccups, no motion, losing their tickets on picnics that look for pickups. Picture me posting pictures with piglets who pick up pork. Out of par with no talkers, you know the way, we don't walk with some warriors. Never worrying, go to war with our swords fully drawn. And with the Lord, we can conquer all weapons formed against us. We ain't pretentious, potentially. We're the greatest, no waiting. We work like waiters, we're serving until we're paid for this. Even then, we go ape, cause it's more than a flipping wage. We're waging war with our ways, really writing to write away for these world changes. We ride in the tide of the coming day. If you don't have any faith, call me back when you see my fate. Yay. Hey, focus on your greatness. Focus on your greatness. F you to the haters. Hey, stay high, never, never lie. Stay high, never, never lie. Hey, never, never lie. I'ma take you to Furaha. Never, never lie. Hey. To the haters, hey, stay high, never, never lie. I'ma take you to Furaha, meet your father, then meet your mother. We can go to Ghana, and then to Kenya. Hey, it's Fela, I'm not Fela, or every Fela, did I offend ya? This is your one. I made this song like 7 years ago, and we found out that it was 7 years ago, 1st of April. So I just actually, I never released it. It's always been on my laptop, but you could go listen to it now on my SoundCloud. Listen to it now on my SoundCloud. Go on Hola Vibes, you know, why not? Go on Hola Vibes to that one. It's on the SoundCloud. And I may just remix it and do something else with it as well. Do you get what I'm saying? Why not? You get what I'm saying? Let's get to questions. Land, picking apples, cherries and goji berries. A sweet aromas, what made Roman Rome to Kemet temples? What do you see when you look at me? The queen exclaimed. I said I see my pleasure and peace, my regal name. Okay, okay, now tell me masculine, what is the role you play? Cause I won't share no moyo with no bozo who can't chesarojo. I said with much respect, my mission is to stay erect, keep my principles in check, and let my visions grow through death. I will be your constant flame, the spark in which you will create, the mental that will stimulate your ever-flowing pearly gates. Heaven's in between our fate, why don't we take our rightful place as king and queen of picnic dreams, where peace and love is all they see. Furaha, hey! Only in Furaha land. Going to Furaha land. Yeah. Moving in the, yeah, yeah. Move it. Hey, take me to. Woo. All right. Yeah. All right. You're not gonna be on the Medicine Sensation this morning. Some stories for the children, some, you know, some anthologies for them, you get what I'm saying? Hey! All right, let's go question time. Truly accepting oneness, what are the best next steps to maintaining peace? What are the best next steps to maintaining peace after accepting oneness? That's a beautiful question. After you accept accepting oneness, what is the best steps at maintaining peace? Observing oneness. So, you know, going back to peace is also surrendering that you don't know. And that a situation has happened, you know, because we only can't observe oneness, or should I say, oneness only becomes difficult when we met with great opposition, okay? So, once you accepted, peace is what helps you observe oneness. Does that make sense? Maintaining the peace is a form of being able to experience the oneness. Now, practically, it's about acceptance as well. You may have come up yesterday we was talking on Clubhouse, and sister was talking about how she had to move house all of a sudden, and it was a tumultuous situation. But she said in once she accepted that scenario that was happening, once she accepted that scenario that had come to her as a challenge, she was able to derive all of the wisdom of this scenario that she didn't want to happen. Meaning, immediately once she accepted it, she saw, oh, that the move that had not been spurred on by her was actually more in alignment with where she wanted to be. It was more in alignment with the things that she was trying to honor and become. And that move, where she had would have not moved on her own terms, that move inspired different change. She also mentioned about meeting people in the new area, again, that she went to, that were aligned with her highest intention. Does that make sense? So again, family, a big part of observing peace and maintaining peace, as you've observed that we are one or accepted that we are one, is surrendering, especially in those scenarios where that are out of your immediate control. Often or more often than not, your greatest control is of yourself. Your most powerful control you will ever have is over yourself. And once you can always be control and be aware and intentional with your responses to the varying things that life will bring to you, that is always going to be able to put you in the greatest position to respond in your own favor. Yeah? Blessings, man. Love to that. That was a good question. Me spitting, and so, but I need to answer questions. Let's do the questions. Let it go. We're making music today as it helps with my day to chisel. Tap it nice. Can we make some music today? You know what, let's see where do you know what's mad? I'm actually, do you know what's mad? This is mad, that's mad. Because I'm supposed to be recording today, and I actually thought of you. Low key, I can't even lie. I was about to chat shit, but I can't chat shit. I was supposed to be recording today, and I actually thought of you. Because I've got something I need to record for a producer. I'm like, oh, maybe I should in gear some extra things on top. On top of the top. But you know, it's my, I'm one of them stubborn people, yeah? I'm like, because you said it, I don't want to do it. That's one of the things I had to deal with as a child. Like, you know, like, I was one of them people. I get beat up just because I don't want to say sorry. Because someone told me to say sorry. They were like, say sorry. I'm like, I'm fucked up. I was going to say it until you told me to say it. Now I can't say it because it's going to look like I said it because you said it. Now I just got to shut up and take these beats. You get what I'm saying? All right, cool. Let's go. How do you deal with people trying to draw you out when you're on a peaceful spiritual journey? Draw you out. You mean like just now? No, I'm joking. That's not even drawing out. That's kind of cute. But like, how do you deal with people trying to draw you out when you're on a peaceful journey? Observe peace. You know what it is? this, I don't want to just give a bog standard answer, because like when you, when it comes to like, there's people you can just observe peace with and be like, oh, you know what, suck yourself, and then, you know, and that's it, innit? It's a simple shrug. But then there's other people who draw you out, which you can't get rid of. Those are like your family members. You know, like family members always right there. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's family members. They be gnawing at places other people can't see. You get what I'm saying? So, I can't just say keep your peace. You get what I'm saying? But that is actually what you need to do. But I feel like I need to put some practical acknowledgements in there. But ultimately, it's just so you know, whatever I say after this is going to lead you back to just keep your peace. You get what I'm saying? So how do you deal with people trying to draw you out when you're on a peaceful spiritual journey? You have to remember, above all else, your highest intentions. Yes? In this study, right? In this study, which for everyone joining the Waroha portal, and we're going to be doing a deep dive on this again in the coming months. But yeah, you need to remember your highest intentions, because when people try to draw you out, remember, when someone tries to draw you out, it's about them. It's not about you. It doesn't matter what they say. You did this, you did this, you did this, and this is why I don't like you, and this is why you're selfish, and this is why you're that. It's not about you. It's about them. Whatever they're saying is about them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They're relating with you, but... and you, based on how you've acted, you have brought these things out of them, but it's still about them. So the first thing first is not to get offended by what anyone's saying to you. Secondly, is in that moment, when the person's trying to draw you out, you need to remember what your, because this, in where you're relating, for example, is all about you. What, where they're relating is all about them, where you're relating is all about you. So you're in the scenario and you're looking at them and they're shouting at you and they're like, see, this is why you're a pussy, you know what I'm saying? This is why you ain't got no man. And this is why, la 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 la, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Drawing you out. You have to, in that moment, almost delete them and just listen to their words. Watch it come to you, let it hit your chest, and observe yourself in that moment. Remembering your highest intentions of what you want to become, you have to allow yourself to display the correct emotions that align with your highest intentions. Now, this is where a lot of us get messed up, including myself. You know, like I just said, I wouldn't say sorry if someone told me to say sorry, even if I was sorry. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I wouldn't do so. Oh, Mikhail, pick that up. And I'm like, nah. Do you get what I'm saying? In that moment, I have let my ego and their control of my ego, or their attack of my ego, control what I make my own ego into. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see what I'm saying? So, your ego is for you to control and make into what you want. So we got to be in practice of being in control of that. So going back to peace allows you to choose the emotional response that you want that aligns with your highest intentions. You see, someone's drawing you out. I'm trying to think of a scenario. Someone's trying to like draw me out. I can't think of a scenario, because I be cutting ties in my head. Snip, snip, snip. That's one thing. That's, I was like, you know what I mean? Shoo. People get deleted. I got heavy delete buttons. You know what I'm saying? And I don't use them often. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to use the eraser, but yo, when my that when I go down on that delete button, it's backspace for a long time, and it's the people don't come back from that. It's do you get what I'm saying? You got a scenario? Dope. Give me the scenario, because if I might not remember. I'm also terrible at remembering certain things as well. So yeah, give me a scenario. If it involves me, yeah, put it in the comments. So, what about when people misunderstand you completely, then go in for the jugular? Yeah, it's still about them, not you. People misunderstand me all the time. People misunderstand me all the time. Or misrepresent, and that will happen. You know, what I try and do, I love it when people misunderstand me, because it helps, it gives me an opportunity to make myself even more clear. And I like it. And I will sit there with a person, as long as I know they're dedicated to understanding, I'll sit there with a person for as long as it takes, because I enjoy it. However, some people you can see, like, you can see, for example, there's some guys. Oh, here's a situation where someone tried to draw me out. Yeah, here's the situation someone tried to draw me out. I remember this is 2016. Yeah, this is literally like hours before I made the decision to never participate in protests and shit like that again. So 2016, someone got killed in America. We went out on the street to protest, but before they did, I put up a post, because I saw bare, this is when Black Lives Matter first started, yeah? And I saw bare rappers hashtagging Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, I put a tweet out that went viral, and I was like, all you man talking about Black Lives Matter now, when half of your lyrics talk about killing black men all the time. And I said, get the fuck out of here. You get what I'm saying? Because I was vexed. I'm like, why are you talking about Black Lives Matter? You literally just said, dip a man down with a Rambo. The only man you're talking about is black man. You get what I'm saying? Don't talk about Black Lives Matter. Don't get involved. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, I put that tweet out. And then I went to like a march. I went to a march in Oxford Street. And I was with my friend Demi Ma. Me and Demi was, you know, in the Ital Trad, walking down, making our way to the march. And some guy was like, yo, me kill a mean, yeah? Yo, me kill a mean, yeah? And I'm like, yo, he's like, you're a coon, bruv. You know you're a coon. I'm like, I'm a coon, yeah? I was like, this is hilarious. Also, you gotta know who you are. Because anyone calling me a coon is the most delusional person on the planet. So in my head, that made me actually more intrigued. You get what I'm saying? Yo, me kill a mean, yeah? You're a coon. I'm like, I'm a coon. I'm like, who are you, bruv? What are you saying? He's like, yeah, I saw you tweeting about red man don't do 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 do. You get what I'm saying? And it's the way he came. I think he expected me to respond in the same way. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, but it's true though. But it's true. I think that's all I said. And I genuinely can't remember what happened after that. But his voice just kind of went quiet. And we kept on walking. But again, that was just that's a random example I can think of. When someone tried to draw me out. He probably didn't like the fact that, you know, when people try to draw you out, it's because you touched a nerve. Because you touched a nerve somewhere. You see what I'm saying? You might have hit a nerve somewhere that person didn't like. But yeah, when people draw you out, you have to, like, it's very important to just observe yourself. Observe yourself. It's all about you at the end of the day. That's it. someone's coming to you saying, Mikel, you are this, you are that, you da da da. I'm like, I'm hearing you, but is it, I'm hearing you, but I'm like, in my head, is it true? If it's not, I'm going to leave you right there. Maybe empathize for a minute. If I truly believe that there's been a misunderstanding, I'm going to go out of my way to correct that misunderstanding. If there's a misunderstanding somewhere, Nadia, if there's a misunderstanding somewhere, I'm going to go out of my way, yeah, to make you understand. But guess what? Some people are committed to not understanding, because them not understanding serves however they want to feel. At that point, you just leave people. There are some people that hear the way I talk. It's like when I go in the ends and, you know, or I go around certain people, they want to get into a certain conversation with me about spirituality. And that's, yeah, you can, that's, did you see the penny drop? You know what I'm saying? That's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah. Because of what I talk about. But I can tell by the way someone starts a conversation that they just want to hear themselves talk. And so what I do is let them talk. And I don't, and I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. I agree. I hear that. Makes sense. True. I never thought of that before. I think you're right. Because that person is not interested in an engagement. You know what I'm saying? They just want to hear themselves talk at you. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's it. You just let them talk. All right. Question time. What time do I wake up and what wakes me up? That's a dope question. That's a dope question. Today I woke up at 3 in the morning. I generally wake up at 4. My alarm wakes me up. Actually, that's not even true. When I set my alarm, my body's like, wakes me up 20 minutes, 15 minutes before my alarm. But I have clients every day. I'm a spiritual health coach, for those of you who don't know. So I see my clients at 5 a.m. intentionally, because I want to be up early. I like being up early. I get a lot of stuff done, all the stuff I need to do, the work rate that I need to keep up. You know, it means that by the time I get to 12, I can comfortably record music if I wanted to, you know, or do extra things if I wanted to. But generally speaking, yeah, I wake up at 4 every day, 4 a.m. And what gets me up is this stuff, man. You know, it's these things, and I love life. Like I literally get up and I'm excited about life. I love my sleep, I love my bed. But when I'm up. I need to write to that. That beat is so sick. I think I'm going to write lyrics to it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think, yeah, that's what it is for me, family. That's what it is for me. Like, the mission that I'm on. And it sounds cheesy. I didn't even want to say it like the mission that I'm on. But it's true. I'm genuinely excited about my life. So that's why I like waking up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, family? I might write some bars to this. Hey, moving like a bad man who don't know that he's ever had a real talk. When I come through, spitting on a top beat, yeah, Mikel, he's a bad brother. Hey, come through like I never had a something in my mouth. Everybody knowing, running with him. I'm a yeah, inside, oh yeah. Hey. I'm just getting bad downloads. It's getting real ridiculous in my head right now. Oh, hey, yeah, what? I'm gonna have some fun today. Let's go. So that's that's why I wake up. I wake up to do shit like this. We got Cesaro just now. Oh, I'm so excited. That beat is really nice. she just tapped her pillow 5 times. But yeah, man. Are you into sound therapy? Are you not seeing what I've been doing this whole life? This is sound therapy. Cesarojo is sound therapy. That's literally what that is. Yes, Utu. You get what I'm saying? Did I plan on having children? Absolutely. I don't have children, I have a child. There's no Ren. You know what I'm saying? It's child. Singular. You know what I'm saying? Adding extras on top. You know what I'm saying? And then people are like, oh, you should have a baby. And then you have a baby. They're like, when you having another one? You know what I'm saying? And another one. And another one. Oh, for my clients, yeah. Cesaro, anyone who tunes into Cesaro at 9 a.m., you are my client. I'm serving you. Surprise! You show up at 9 a.m., you're my clients right now. That's it. But in terms of one-on-one, no, I like it in the group dynamic. You know, I coach people one-on-one so that when they get into the game, they can use the stuff we've been doing throughout coaching and the stuff here, and spiritual health programs and other things like that. He wanted four, and he didn't agree, but you know, therefore, that's funny. No, I don't just want one. How can I want just one? I'm saying I have just one. But, you know, there needs to be more. You can't stop at one. Once you pop, you can't stop. It's like Pringles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to play J Dilla. Really and truly, I shouldn't have played Cardi B. Because my live might get penalized because of it. But the beat is so succulent. I have to write to that song. What are your thoughts on full moon energy? Generally nothing. You know, like, astrology is not something that I get into. Astrology is something that I really love listening to people talk about. My sisters and that are into it deeply. And so whenever I'm around my sisters, I'm just like, yo, give me the lowdown. You know what I'm saying? I just be like this. It's not my space. You get what I'm saying? It's not my oracle. But absolutely, like, as a standard, the moon and the sun and the earth play huge, 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 huge parts in our life, in our functioning, in our relationship with self and spirit. So it's, you know, it's very powerful. And it's, you know what I mean? It's very powerful. And so I don't negate that at all. I definitely work with the full moon and the new moons. I observe them. You know, it's weird. In a very natural way. I don't necessarily plan things around it often. But I'm always in a... It's what I'm saying about the rhythm. It's like yesterday, the sister was talking about hermetic laws. She's breaking down hermetic laws. And it's the same as the 11 laws. A law is a law. You get what I'm trying to say? No matter what you call it or how you interpret it or the way in which you display it, it's the same. Do you get what I'm saying? And in the same way, when you're on rhythm, you're just on rhythm. I am nature. And so the rhythm I'm on puts me in alignment with the moon. You know what I'm saying? So I find that I be making certain decisions or doing certain things or cleansing in a certain way around the new moons and the full moons. I've just found that. I didn't realize. I observed it and I'm like, I'm on rhythm, which makes me more confident about not going into it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I know I talk a lot, right? But it's my talking comes from experiences and observations of life, not reading. Do you get what I'm saying? I've read, over the years, I've read a lot of books, but I don't read much. I study this, and that's been over the last few years because it's been the greatest catalyst to serve the next level of what I want to do with people. But generally, it's me, I'm an experiential person. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, I don't get into the astrology. I let the women handle that and give me the lowdown. You know what I'm saying? I think we have a last question. How do you deal with fear? I'm in class. I can't even. Yo. How do I deal with fear? Alright. Sensible time. Let's get sensible. Sorry, family. I have a. I teeter. Forgive me. You know what I'm saying? How do I deal with fear? Fear is a false expectation about reality. Yes? And so I submit. I submit, especially in circumstances. Like, for example, you know, I always focus on my highest intentions. That's where I make all my decisions from. That's what guides everything I do. So if something comes, if on that path, I'm full blazing in love, full blazing in joy, full blazing in my truth, full blazing in my highest intention and highest excitement, and something comes on that journey that represents something that I'm unaware of or I don't know, or is something that, you know, is a bit overwhelming to deal with, and it calls on the spirit of fear, I accept that this is a part of my journey because I am already responsible for everything anyway. So something comes and I'm like, well, this is me. So what it means is I continue with my love. You know what I'm saying? Love conquers fear. You see, when you are intentional and you're in that vehicle of love, it will conquer fear because love becomes the only weapon that can trump it. So practically, how do I deal with fear? Is I remember what I'm in love practice of. I remember what I'm in love service of. This is something we're going to be going deeper into in the Cesar Rojas Challenge as well. So big up you guys who's on the Cesar Rojas Challenge. But my love is always my response to fear. And also, you have to remember this. God does not speak through fear. So it's when you've got voices in your head telling you you shouldn't do that because XYZ is going to be judging you, or this person is going to look at you this way, or that's morally incorrect because of this person that you're looking in, blah, 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 blah. That's not God. God doesn't inspire you through fear. God doesn't, like, I want you to understand. God does not speak through fear. God doesn't need to speak through fear. God is the almighty, powerful peace that governs your entire life. God doesn't need fear to engage you. Man needs fear to engage you because he is not God. So he needs to pull you away from God so that he can make you follow him. God does not need fear. Fear is a too low of a vibration for God to speak through. God will speak through your inspirations. God will speak through the circumstances. You know what I'm saying? God does not speak through fear. So if you've got fear in the back of your mind, know it's not God. Meaning you can become more confident in ignoring that shit and moving in the direction of love. Because that's where God is. God is in your highest intentions and your highest excitements. God, like, God is a devil. Sorry. My thing's messing up. I said I wouldn't go. I said I wouldn't go over time, but I went 15 minutes over time. But yeah, that's how I deal with fear. What's the book we're studying? So, family, we are studying the 11 laws of God. Yes. Ma'at. And when you enter into the Waroho portal, for those of you in the Chezaroho Challenge, you can sign up to be a member of the Waroho portal. This is one of the things that we are going to be doing, specifically an intensive study and activation of the 11 laws of God. One of my intentions is to help people understand the 11 laws using your love services. Yes, understand the 11 laws using your love services. So the road that you're already on, I want you to be able to observe the 11 laws on this path that you're taking. And that's one of the things that we're going to be implementing in the Waroho portal going on. Yeah? So family, also family, we've got a Chezaroho supernatural game happening on the 24th of April. On the 24th of April, it's going down. If you want to be a part of that, go and get your ticket. It's going to be a ticketed event. Go and get that on my website right now. And if you're already a member of the Waroho portal, the event's going to be free for you as part of the membership. Okay? So if you're already in the Waroho portal, the event is free for you. You just have to, you know, register, and it will register the fact that you're a member, and the event will be free for you. If you're not, that's all good. You can just get yourself a ticket and participate in the dopest Chezaroho game that's happening this year. You get what I'm saying? The time is of the essence. We're in the now, family, and it's really about time that we link up and do a madness. So, and we've got some dope things planned for you on this heaven safari. You get what I'm saying? So, family, go to World Change Your Life. Again, I've limited the amount of spaces because of, you know what, and you know what I'm saying? However, the event must go on, and it's going to be very, very, very powerful. Yeah? Now, and get into this game, family. So much love to everyone who's asked a question this morning. I pray that I've shed some light on something. If you don't know where to find the 11 laws, you can also download this from my website for free. For free. Go on the website, you can download this book for free. Yes, there's a PDF of this book on my website under the spiritual health tab, or click Heaven Safari when you go on the website and you will be able to download this for free. For free. Yeah? Peace in! Love out, family. You done know. Today's music. You got them for sale? Where you live at? Yo, you need to holler at me, bruv. How about you got them for sale, Mr. Riggs? Mr. Riggs, you about to get hella DMs, bro. Mr. Riggs is about to get slid up on. You better, bruv, don't be talking like that. Where you live? Are you in London? Don't get quiet, Mr. Riggs. Don't get quiet, Mr. Riggs. Where you at? I know Mr. Riggs ain't in London. I just know you in like South Carolina or some random place like that. Mr. Riggs is in the DMV, bro. Mr. Riggs, talk up. Where are you? Oh, you in West London? Sorry, I wasn't even seeing the comments. I'm in West what? West Philadelphia? Born and raised? Like where, which West? Hammersmith? Give me the location. You know what I'm saying? West where, bro? West Wing? Man said West London. So incognito, you're selling some shit here. He's like, yeah, man's in West, obviously. West London. Alright, we're getting close. Shepherd's Bush, White City. Nah, I'm joking. You don't have to give me your address. I'm really joking. Cool. Let's all get on to Mr. Riggs. Mr. Riggs. Because Mr. Riggs has got some clients. You know what I'm saying? He's in. DM me. Let's go. Send me your info if you have a website. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritual health to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin or on Instagram at Mikel The Energy. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha watu wa roho.